without that happening already. That's weird.
Blog Talk Radio.
Power. So Jacob from Georgia Online, we'll get him back in 1 second. All right. So Jacob, what's your question?
I would like to speak to Phil Anselmo, please.
Okay. Well, you might have to wait a little longer. Phil Anselmo.
Wait, okay. He can come like out of the green room just to answer a fan question.
You're right.
Well, I'm a massive Pantera fan. You know, I've always loved Phil, you know, watching his live performance with Pantera. And with the vulgar display of power, you know, the vulgar videos from hell, I would like to ask who is his favorite or his inspiration throughout metal music.
My inspiration is Barry Manilow.
There you have it. Barry Manilow is his inspiration.
And
putting aside, Jacob, Phil actually isn't on the air yet. Phil's going to be calling in about an hour and a half if you do want to actually ask him directly.
All right, like 1 hour and 30 minutes?
That is correct.
Yeah, but can you please
continue
listening to the show?
But that's no reason to stop listening to the live cast. We're very...
Oh, no, not at all. I'm still online right now listening to you guys.
Okay, cool.
Good.
All right.
You guys are badass. I enjoy hearing you guys.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. You're badass.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, we have another...
All right, I'll call you guys back.
Cool. All right. We have a Brooklyn number. Is this Shlomo?
Yeah.
Hello, Shlomo. All
right. What's up, Shlomo? How you doing?
Hi, guys.
It's been a while. What are you up to, Shlomo?
Well, it's winter semester in college.
Oh, you're in college.
College.
What college do you go to?
Kingsborough.
Cuba? No,
Kingsborough.
Oh, Cuba. That sounds like Cuba.
So how's college? How's college?
Okay. Because I kind of messed up with the ACT in Kingsborough. I had to take English first class in order to write essays. So since I think I passed the test. The retest or the English test, so I should be able to change degrees to computer science.
Computer science major.
We know he can write.
No,
there weren't any oral.
That's no sense.
Well, just to
sense
to some of our newer listeners, Lobo, you are an Orthodox Jew.
And how old are you now? Are you 19?
Yes.
You are deaf in one ear?
Yes.
And you may or may not have Asperger's.
I do have Asperger's.
You do have it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then now we know. So, Shlomo, are there any pretty goyles?
Yeah, what's up?
Of course.
What's up with your partner?
Nope.
Have you met any girls in Kingsborough?
Nope.
He's focusing
on... No. I have pretty girls. I have pretty girls.
You have?
I have.
Bang girls?
No.
What have you done?
No.
Wait. What have you done? Have you kissed a girl? That's
no.
Related to you? No.
Not related.
No.
Like his mom doesn't count.
Oh, well, his mom is a girl. She's
have
a
you
woman.
Intercoursed? Is what we want
yeah.
to know.
I think so.
Are you saving yourself for marriage, Shlomo?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, what a stand-up guy.
Now, if everything goes your way, Shlomo, when do you see yourself getting married?
Once I'm stable.
When you're stable?
No,
like emotionally?
He wants to marry Sable.
Oh, no.
He's never going to marry.
Stable. What's stable for you? Like when you have a job?
Yeah, job and I could everything I need for a family life, you know.
What's everything you need for
family
life?
Wait, Shlomo, so like, are you going to get married and have children right away? You don't want to live your life a little?
I'm trying to get married as soon as possible.
Really have a hard time understanding you.
I'll try to get married as soon as possible.
As soon as it's not a race, Shlomo. It's
whenever
not a race.
There's a girl that will say
yeah. So, like, what would be the perfect Mrs. Troina? Who would you want to make?
Maybe we can find her for you.
Yeah,
we
like,
help
what,
you find her.
What do you look for in a woman?
First of all, excuse me, baby, I am not a far-right wing conservative anymore.
You're going to have to repeat that.
I am not a conservative anymore.
Oh, you're not
oh.
a conservative anymore.
Oh, good job.
Good.
Oh,
what
my God. What
wait. Let's not get excited. It might be something worse.
Yeah.
what are you?
Slow,
what
yeah.
are you now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, as I see myself in terms of, I don't know, political politics, I kind of like libertarian.
Libertarian. So you are still conservative.
It
yeah,
is kind of the same.
No, I'm not. Since I'm libertarian, I'm conservative, except including the European, American, you know, if we consider political science, there is a big difference in the libertarian ideology and conservative. More due to sexism.
The right-wing conservatives want to sterilize black people,
uh-huh.
but the libertarians just hate black people, but they should still be have kids.
Okay, well, he's I feel like they're a Republican, a libertarian is a Republican that smokes weed.
Hmm.
They want to legalize drugs.
Of course, in terms of my recent intro to sociology and philosophy and other stuff, I think I'm a little more open-minded than that. And truly intermittent kind of gender politics is kind of a reason of my white privilege.
By the way,
I like this. As Shlomo is maturing, so is this policy.
Shlomo has been growing up before our eyes.
This is what community college will do to people.
Well, it's definitely not black.
Shlomo, what is your ideal woman? You didn't answer that question. What do you look for in a woman?
I don't know.
Stu said that Noah is the perfect woman for Shlomo Choina.
I don't think so.
Noah, would you ever become a Mrs. Noah Choina?
No.
It has a nice ring
to it. No, thank
you. It has a nice ring to it.
Leo.
Noah Choina. Choina.
Nah.
Shlomo, can you sing the Shlomo Choina song but with Noah's name in it?
Nine.
Oh.
Nine.
Oh, he's talking German now.
Wow.
Dude,
so cultured. So cultured.
Nine.
So Shlomo, are you a?
If we had to fill out your J date profile,
he might have one already.
Do you have one?
Nope.
Nope.
Do you want one?
No.
Nine.
How about LinkedIn?
I think of LinkedIn.
Uh-huh. Wimit.
Sickening already.
I have one.
With your relationship name, if you and Shlomo were going out, you would be Shnoa.
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 Nomo.
Like Kim Ye. So Shlomo, are you a Phil Anselmo fan? Or are you excited that Phil we call it?
Oh, a report from a different IRC chat by a SnooNet, which is the IRC of Reddit, one person asked why did Pantera abandon over 80s Pantera stuff, even the good stuff? I mean Shattered could have been done before Cowboys from Hell throughout all the stuff.
You should definitely ask him that.
I think you definitely need to call in and ask Phil Anselmo why they abandoned their 80s style.
I can't wait to hear what Phil Anselmo says in response to
Yeah.
That was the question, because they were like a glam rock.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Your hand is really warm and wet. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm crazy with my microphone.
Sitting on it.
I'm all sweat.
Rob, like, and during the show.
No, you're giving away production secrets.
Like
I don't
insider
appreciate
info.
That. So yeah, Shlomo, definitely call in and ask Phil that. That's a great question.
People that still love Shlomo, which I agree because they both, about the white race. I feel.
Just stay with any politics to understand what Shlomo is saying.
Shiki says
I can talk slower. still were in the end.
But that's not as entertaining.
No.
You don't do that.
You should just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't change for anybody, Shlomo.
Yeah.
You're like the vocal version of Shrek.
K-K-K. K-K-K.
You're not allowed to say that.
See?
K-K-K.
Don't
like
for that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shlomo.
Shlomo, call back.
Please call back in later.
Okay.
I had that other Shlomo, the one that Jumpman Hat did, and I can't find it. That was what I wanted to play.
Once again, the number to call is 646-929-1357. Phil Anselmo and Bruce Corbin of Warby's calling in a little bit later in the show. They're going to be talking about their split EP, which comes out this Tuesday. And let's see, what else is on
the... I found it, by the way, in case you want to hear it.
Let's hear it. Oh, this is the full song. Well, we can play this later. All right.
You can play during the music.
Part. Yeah. Another thing we wanted to mention is Noah's about to hit the big 3-0. Noah's about to be an old woman.
I'm not
like
about to be. I have a couple
like 4 months.
Months
away.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, relatively speaking, that's about to 3.0 in relation to the rest of your life.
I know.
I gotta say, because your sister's here, and you said that she's about to turn 30, and she like jumped up and cheered. I don't know if like you're happy she has a birthday or like you're happy she's old. Which is it?
Both.
So Noah, you had some ideas that you wanted to brainstorm with us on what to do for your 30th.
I just wanted to do something really obnoxious, which was do a Sweet 16 theme and rent a catering hall and like have a DJ and like
really
weird,
don't, no,
like...
don't sell yourself short. Anything you do would have been really obnoxious.
Show
I
up.
Have faith.
Oh, and she wants to wear like a sash and tiara, and everybody has to wear like really cheesy, you know, gowns and guys.
Would it be like sort of 90s theme hairstyles as well?
You should have a, yeah.
I don't know what the theme would be yet.
Like shoulder.
I have to watch more Sweet 16. Yeah, maybe I'll have a quinceañera.
You have to have both flower and
quinceañera. Have a bat mitzvah then.
Yeah,
have a bat mitzvah.
Ooh, a bat mitzvah. Have a rabbi. Have
Shlomo. Shlomo can be the
Shlomo. And then Noah could go up on the stage and like whatever you guys do. Mutter those words over the Bible.
Wow.
No,
it's not condescending at all.
I can kiss the Torah.
Yeah.
Dyslexic Pekka would just say, you should have a treintañera.
Yeah.
30. Oh,
that way.
30.
I like the way you say that, Darren.
I'll stop.
Say it again.
There's about to be some intercourse.
Quinceañera.
No, the 30.
Oh, treintañera.
Dude, why is that so funny? I want to get her a Barbie cake. You know, with the Barbie sticks up in the middle and the dress, you know, whatever.
Oh, the dress is the cake? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the dress is the cake.
That's the thing?
Mm. Yeah, when we were little, it was, like, cool. It's like, ooh,
and then you
Barbie
eat Barbie's
cake.
Gown.
Mm-hmm.
And hope to see her legs.
Right, are all of us expected to contribute to this theme, or can we just be normal?
No, if you come to the party, you have to be a part of it.
That's why I said I'm going to be sick that weekend.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, because Sid doesn't know how to have fun.
Well, what am I supposed to do then?
Have your fun party.
Well, what's my fun party then?
Whatever you want it to be.
Well, what are you going to come to?
Why does that matter?
It matters to me.
I could Skype.
Can we do the show live?
If we
have to, do this, can we at least do the show live from your quinceañera?
Sure.
Okay. Make sure it's on a Sunday. We are live at Noah's quinceañera. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast.
Quinceañera?
Maybe like, yeah, a pinata and like a donkey that people can go on donkey rides.
And a pickup truck to take day workers.
Oh my God.
That's we should all come in on the back
you
of a pickup
racist.
Truck. Yes, I'm the racist one.
We should all be picked up at a Home Depot. That's where the meeting spot is.
Yeah.
And then the truck comes to get us, and then we go.
So
a white one
location.
With no taillights.
That's too far. You cross the line.
Integrate
someone's tail light.
You crossed the border with that.
Oh yeah, well if you cross the border, like it'll be a room where everyone does drugs and stuff. I'll be crossing the border.
Mm.
But don't you want your whole party to be that?
Well, I understand. Like I have some friends who don't take drugs.
Uh huh.
They're not really my.
What
friends.
Side
you do?
Is the dirty
oh,
side?
See, that's why I'm not coming because you don't think I'm really your friend.
Okay, well, that is something that I was considering, and since Sid wants nothing to do with it, I'm not going to have that kind of party.
Oh, stop it.
Well, Sid's not going to go to your party no matter what it is. So what kind of party would Sid attend?
Well, I went to Darren's thing last week because it was just, hey, let's go eat some barbecue food before the
party. That's not a party. That's what I like.
Basically, if it's already on my way.
That's as much of a party as I like to eat and be with people I like.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. That was my party, too. Sid didn't come to my party.
When was it? Why didn't I come?
It was in September.
Because you were there.
We had seafood.
I think I was in Portland. Wasn't I in Portland?
Oh, it might have been during Labor Day weekend.
You could have changed your flight, come back, and
changed
and gone back.
My wife's friend's wedding date.
Sid did change it. He had his friend's wedding moved to that day.
Yeah, I was in Portland. I was in Portland that weekend.
It's like, please, you got to do me this favor. I'll owe you big time.
Okay, fair enough. So, sweet 16 for Noah's party.
Oh, Hail the Rabba has a really great suggestion. He says, Noah should have a hand cake. That's a great idea.
No, but like then that. The cake
she wouldn't
want
to eat it.
What would be the hairy knuckles on that cake? What would it be?
Noah, do you like hairy knuckles? Or do you,
yeah.
Chocolate sauce?
What kind of question is that?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she likes some nice manicured.
No. You misunderstand the whole Noah hand thing.
You don't get it, Rob.
She wants foul, abusive hands.
She can't be friends with you anymore.
She wants hands that can
manicured. Use. Really, me?
You want dirt under those?
She
nails?
Wants hands that can soil her.
You want dirt under those nails? Do you know where those nails are going to be going?
Where in your mouth? To your mouth.
We're talking about a cake.
But the cake has to resemble the kind of hands that she likes.
Yeah.
So there has to be some kind. Chocolate can be grime.
Hair on the top of the hand and on the knuckles. Uh-huh. Got to be a little bit veiny.
Got
so the
veins
can be blue icing.
Mm. Like
no, not blue, just like protruding.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Her cake and her turn ups at the same time. Yeah.
I was like, are you describing a real man hand or for a cake?
Cake.
By the way, Sickening says Rob's pubes can be the hair on the cake. I think it's not supposed to be hair being hair.
It could just be licorice. It's
supposed to be edible.
No, I don't like licorice. I like chocolate, like fudge.
Ooh, I'm in.
And I want it to be an ice cream cake.
Uh-huh.
What
kind of ice cream?
Well, it's got to have that crunchy stuff in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like the football cake or the what? What are the Carvel cakes?
Yeah, the crunchy stuff.
It's not only the football cake. The football cake has the crunchies all on the outside.
Oh, the whale.
Fudgy the whale.
Noah,
have you ever had a peen cake?
No.
No? Never had
once,
one of those?
Monica, have you ever baked a penis cake?
Actually, I have.
Huh.
For a bachelorette party.
How'd you do it?
With
a mold?
Yeah, I went to the store and got a penis cake.
Now, when you say the store, do you just go drive up to your local Walgreens and like, hey, can I get the penis cake mold?
Penis mold.
No, I went to one of those
the
sex stores.
Oh, okay.
Do they have like different sizes and shapes of penises that you can?
Yeah.
No, not penis cake pans.
She went to the erotic cake store and asked if they had a.
It's just like one size of peen that they sell.
Yeah, well, because it has to be big enough to hit.
Okay,
hold
all
the cake batter. Uncut. No, cut.
Chocolate or vanilla
really
cake?
Chocolate
or vanilla cake?
Oh, I made a chocolate cake. I think but I put white frosting on it, and then I even put sprinkles
where
on the
did
balls.
You put the white frosting?
Where...
Well, that's the question everyone's wondering.
Oh, well, Dribblet. After I took it out of the pan, I frosted it, and then I put a couple drops of the white frosting, like, coming off at the end of it. You know, I tried to make it lifelike.
When you rubbed it, did it turn into a bigger cake?
No, that would have been awesome.
Did it have balls attached?
Yeah, it's balls and a penis.
It was all the same cake, I guess, right?
Yeah, it was all. I couldn't get that creative, but I did put some sprinkles, like chocolate sprinkles, on the balls.
They were hairy balls. But clearly trimmed hairy balls.
Trimmed, right? Not like a huge bush or anything.
Persians too says Rob wants a tuna can dick as a birthday cake. Is that true?
Ugh.
No, he wants it as a birthday gift.
No, I don't. Ugh.
And Iron Sheik just said, "The Monica love the dark chocolate." Is that true?
Are you asking me that?
Yeah. Well,
I've never had a dark chocolate penis, except for a cake.
Fair enough.
The night is young.
I guess so. But the store was really cool, like the bachelorette section. You could even get pasta in the shape of penises or boobs. I didn't buy that, though.
Boobs pasta?
Mm-hmm.
Penis pasta? I don't know.
Would you eat penis pasta?
That would
pasta?
Have to be with Alfredo sauce, right?
True.
If someone made a really delicious penis pasta for you, would you eat it or would you feel uncomfortable?
No.
How would I know it was delicious if I didn't already eat it?
Okay, well, the sauce that they use was your favorite kind of sauce.
I don't care. It's food, yeah, whatever.
I'm not really sucking a dick. It's food.
So he would be okay with
it. Am I doing it on the 5 o'clock news or am I just doing it in somebody's kitchen?
Sid, like, what's penis cake?
Yeah.
What if it's the 6 o'clock news?
Penny Crone sitting next to me like a microphone?
What are the ramifications of Sid eating penis at dinner? What about if it's the news at noon? Is that okay?
No, or the 11 o'clock. The evening news.
It's fine.
If
it's good, I'll eat it. I like pasta.
Tom Brokaw is going to cover your fucking penis pasta meal.
Honey Chung.
She probably wants some.
Today on NBC News, Sid eats penis. Pasta. Stay tuned as we will give you details as they're wrong. Sid.
It's followed by a Noah eating a vagina cupcake.
Taco Grinder says, I'd hope it was penis manicotti. That'd be really interesting to eat.
Delectable. Nice and creamy inside.
Oh, my God.
What about a penis lollipop?
Who cares?
Oh, I have a funny story. Well, when I was a freshman in college, I participated in the vagina monologues, and we made chocolate pussy pops. So we took molds of pussies and filled them with chocolate, and then we sold them and used – it was like our fundraiser.
Again, I wonder, where are these molds coming from?
Yeah.
What is the deal with these molds? Where do you get them? Do you just show up to a store and there's pussy molds?
I think vagina mold is treated with penicillin, by the way.
From cotton panties.
That was so great, Sid.
Thank you.
What was your vagina monologue? Do you remember it?
I don't remember. It was part of the intro. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the gist of it?
Was it like from the play or you made your own up?
No, it was from the actual book.
All right.
I'm sorry, I don't remember. It wasn't a gross one, though. It was easy, just about keeping her happy or something.
A gross one.
Yeah.
Didn't mention vaginas or anything.
Yeah. Well, some of them are gross. I don't know.
About pussy.
They're empowering.
Rob, which is your favorite vagina monologue?
I'm more of a fan of the marijuana log, which is the Doug Benson parody play.
Quit pretending. I'm asking you a serious question. Just give me a hard call.
I've never seen or heard the vagina monologue.
It's on your bookshelf right now.
It's a book?
It's a book full of monologues.
I thought it was just like a performance piece for feminazis.
What?
Someone's got issues.
I think I might have it at my house. I tried to put it on Amazon, so I don't.
We should
don't
do reading.
Yeah, bring it to Rob.
Okay.
He needs to get in touch with his vagina side.
And also bring him a vagina pop.
Yes.
Oh, I would like a chocolate vagina pop. That I would devour.
Well, bring him a vagina pop and a penis pop and put him on each end of the table and we'll
see which
one
he's for.
Because we know Rob's lazy enough that he can only get one.
Whichever's
closest, really. Yeah.
More convenient.
Cut it out.
Thank you, soundboard man.
Balls.
No. I want some chocolate balls.
I have chocolate balls in my refrigerator.
I know. That's right. I know. I know about it. I know all about those chocolate balls in your refrigerator.
You can have, like, you don't have to ask. Just help yourself to as many balls as you'd like.
Maybe I'll do that during the music break. Which we should take right now. Oh, what transition? Chocolate balls. What? All right. Let's go to the music break. Phil Anselmo going to be calling in later, as well as Bruce Corbett from War Beast. Both of them will be on the line promoting their new split EP coming out this Tuesday.
That's like a popsicle, totally.
He's going to during the break.
Let's start with little King Diamond on the live chat. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making penis and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the program that found Lebby Klitsky's body in a dumpster, but moved it to the side to pick up a bag of deposit bottles. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening.
Mamas, lock up your big booty bitches, because Darren will put a baby in every last one of them. But first, the Metal Injection Live cast.
That's not right, Bland. Darren is tied down now. He wouldn't do that anymore.
Very much so.
He would not intercourse any of them.
Darren's turned into like a totally different guy now that he has a girlfriend. Like,
how so?
There's topics on, like, don't play this one. Don't play it.
Yeah, it's lame. He doesn't hit on black chicks anymore. I don't know what the hell.
I love this Darren. He's romantic.
You didn't love me before?
No, I did love you before. I had a small get together, and Darren and his girlfriend were a part of it, and I was very happy about that. Because it's always, like, a rare occasion when Darren comes out, so I felt really special.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I thought it was so cute because they were sitting together and they were being very affectionate, and she was massaging him and taking care of him, and he was just, like, sitting there.
They are quite affectionate.
I'm in love.
Oh, my God. You were sitting there smiling, and, like, I could see hearts just, like, floating around your head.
I am. That's why I'm a little, like, I don't want to be the dick that goes, I don't play that. But, like, I feel uncomfortable because she's listening to it. It's like, oh, Darren wants to put a baby in black bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's just a joke, but
we've
she doesn't want to hear that, you know?
Just like Shlomo has blossomed into a fine young man,
Shlomo will now be the one putting babies in black bitches.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's make that promo.
Yeah.
I will delete that promo for
Shlomo
you.
Shlomo promo?
Right now, delete that one.
Of course.
Done. Look, hold on. I'm emptying the trash. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Oh, it couldn't delete that one because it's still on here.
Rob, can you move your microphone away from that red wire so we don't have that problem? There we go.
Okay. Dead air.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
You sure?
I have the levels visible now, so it could be seen. 646-929-1357. Phil Anselmo and Bruce Corbett of Warbeast will be calling in momentarily. And not momentarily, in about an hour. To be honest, a little less than an hour, 45 minutes, they're going to be on the air. Another thing I wanted to, one thing I want to talk about, I didn't really bring up much, is Kenny G's son. Kenny G has a son. That's it. All right, let's move on to the next topic.
A Shredtastic video?
He's a metalhead.
Shredtastic,
and he's,
Mr.
He's
Bombastic.
He's a very good guitar player. Apparently, Chris Broderick was his guitar teacher, and Chris Broderick is an excellent and very well-trained guitar player as well.
What's his name? Ali G?
You're saying when you're rich, you can afford to have a good guitar teacher? Wow. Interesting. Bless you, Rob. Bless you again, Rob.
All right.
I just love hearing him talk.
I've been meaning to make this video for a long time.
I'm like Christian Slater.
I didn't get around to doing it before. Don't know really why.
If Christian Slater was on
Glee.
He couldn't afford a better camera.
He got a lot of requests to do it after the Infinite Regression intro video I posted.
I feel like he would be Sid's best friend because he's just a total guitar nerd.
So, I'm going to start off and play that intro.
He'd be my best friend?
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. He would hate
I'll explain
it.
The technique from there.
I hate him because he's rich and his dad is Kenny G.
Well, it's not his fault that his dad is Kenny G.
That's whatever, true. He could disown his daddy.
He should emancipate himself from his parents to please you.
That was autoplaying.
The proper way to treat your dad, if your dad is Kenny G, is to not do anything with your life and just suck up all of his money. Leech him until he has nothing left.
Why don't you give him a call? Take some of his money off.
Next week he'll call into the show.
Next week we're going to have Mike G in the studio.
I was say, why isn't his last name G?
Well, his last name, it's just like Gerlich.
G.
Yeah, like whatever.
So he uses
garlic?
G?
Gorlick.
No, he doesn't. Gorlick. Max, it's Max Gorlick.
Was he embarrassed to be the son of Kenny G?
Well, he doesn't want to. He wants to make his own way. You know, he's not.
Yeah, he doesn't want to use his father's name.
He doesn't want to use his father's initial.
He doesn't want to use his father's name. But how do you know that that's who his father is?
It's
because Rob saw him at an Opeth show.
Yeah, like I when I was in L.A.
Otherwise, no one would know that that's who his father was.
Sid, let's try to break this down for a second.
Well,
who would claim to be Kenny G's son if it wasn't true?
And also,
why would you, even if it was true?
Oh, funny enough, Dave Mustaine tweeted this video of him shredding.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He's like, you want to see Kenny G's son shred?
Well, Mustaine and Kenny G go to the same stylist.
Clearly.
For the Palos.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to bring out the nephew of Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's what, like the third fucking Barry Manilow reference? Jesus Christ.
It's on my brain right
now. We have to play Barry Manilow at the end of the show.
Is he a sponsor?
Barry Manilow has a new album coming out, and this week's edition of the Livecast brought to you by Barry Manilow.
It's called Still Jewish After All These Years.
We'll be giving away tickets next week.
Barry Manilow and Eve Six tickets next week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you how much poker I have on the brain. Someone wrote Gigi Allen in the chat, and I read it as Gigi All In.
Darren, how many hours of your week do you dedicate to playing poker?
Maybe like 35, 40.
So it's your full-time job.
Yeah, but I, you know, the thing is, when I'm at home playing online, you know, I'm doing other shit too. So it's not like
usually messaging me as we bitch about wrestling.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do.
but it's a multitasking task. You only really have to be alert for like 10 seconds out of every minute, right?
Have you ever jerked off to internet porn during a poker match?
Oh,
no.
Great question.
No.
Now, if your girlfriend wasn't listening, would your answer be different?
No. I haven't since I've been with her, but you know, I would tell you that.
Have you ever received hand manipulation from your girlfriend while playing poker?
No. I've never played online poker in the room with her.
Wow, that's the ultimate testament to the love.
Wow, Darren is truly a love.
Poker down with
him
whenever he's with her.
Time for that, and you know we have our alone time.
Now that's interesting. Now I remember previously when we've talked about masturbation, Darren, you made it a point to say that masturbation is different than having sex with a significant other,
yes.
And that you would still do it while in relationships. Yet, now you are not doing it.
No. I said I didn't jerk off during a poker session.
Oh,
Rob's
okay.
Implying that you're always playing poker. Therefore, if you haven't masturbated during poker,
no, I'm saying I thought you said that you haven't masturbated since being in your relationship.
No, that's ridiculous.
He just doesn't have the need
I misunderstood.
It as much, right?
No, I don't. I never did it a lot anyway.
He would only do it weekly. He would do it once weekly.
That's
right. That's still the schedule.
No, more or less.
Are you uncomfortable with that?
Do you do it because you're used to having? You're used to having a schedule and it's a part of your OCD thing? Or
no, it's just that I have, you know, like there's certain times when you need to masturbate and I would do it. That's the amount I would do it without burning myself out on it, but a minimum that I needed to.
Have you ever done it in front of your girlfriend?
I'm not talking
about
Fine. Not because of me. I'm more
like
the
same. I just want to say your relationship is really affecting the show, okay, Darren?
I don't say anything outrageous at all.
Have you ever intercoursed her so hard that she fell asleep and then you snuck in a poker game while she was sleeping?
No.
Post-intercoursing poker?
No.
PIP.
Just grab the laptop from the side of the bed. Quietly log in.
Just like I just see Darren like looking around, making sure no one.
There's like Pink Panther music playing somewhere.
No.
Aww.
And I wouldn't fuck Yokozuna either.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That was definitely on the mind.
But would you intercourse him?
Yes, I would fuck Yokozuna. I would intercourse Yokozuna, but not. I would make love to Yokozuna.
Yeah. Proper respect for the champion.
Proper respect to Yokozuna. I noticed that I do the finger in the air like the Sheik when I talk, even though it's a radio show. I always
hear you saying stuff like if things are happening in my life or like Rob quotes. Like every time I want to say to myself, I'm over it. I always say it like Rob. I'm over it.
Oh, you say that one?
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on the situation.
I'm over it.
But I'm always hearing quotes from the show in my head.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
What's wrong with that?
Noah's penis.
Yeah, that one.
Did Darren's
speaking of she quotes, though, should we talk about what
yes,
I just did?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Just
about
Sean on Facebook, who he's not here, but he's got time to go on Facebook, I guess, posted about a friend of his named Daniel dying. So I commented, why they kill Daniel. Does that make me a terrible person?
But it's funny.
Okay.
It's funny.
If you're friends with Sean on Facebook, go and like Sid's comment.
Yes. I want some support for my cold-hearted jokery. Rob liked it for a second, but then he unliked it. Didn't have the nerve.
True. What's funny, though, is that this thing has 3 likes now, his status.
I guess these people didn't like Daniel that much, whoever they Daniel
is. That's why it shouldn't be called likes, you know? I mean, it's like you're liking that someone died.
Why do people use Facebook as an obituary? Like, why did Sean have to do that? I feel like he's trying to, like, get attention from his friend's death.
You think
so? Maybe make people aware of this guy who died, who's his friend.
But that's all Facebook is people getting attention for sure.
Yeah, like what should you write about? Like, isn't just writing a status?
I don't know, if you read a news article or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did link to, like, an article about this guy being dead. So he's, like, saying, I have a famous friend and a dead friend and a dead famous friend. I win. I win Facebook. Nah.
He's name dropping.
Yeah.
Let's see Noah's status updates.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I've updated in a while. The last thing I posted was Barge to Hell.
It's just your pictures of Monica on your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Yeah. Wow.
At least Monica's alive.
Yeah.
You don't really post status updates.
No, I'm kind of over Facebook.
Oh.
You're all Instagram. Your photos only.
Yeah. I just like Instagram. Like, I don't want to have to read anything. I just want to scroll through pictures. I'm over it.
Yeah. What's the last? That is the last thing you posted.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Let's check her Twitter.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of retweets of Jose. All
right. Yeah.
And like
I
talking
love
about
Jose.
What people at work gave her for lunch or something.
Well, Noah's more prone to tweet at work, right? Because that's when you're
Shouldn't
by
you
the
be
computer
more
most.
Prone to work at work?
No, I don't really tweet at work. I don't know. It's just random. Like whenever
lots of replies. Like lots of replies.
Yeah. I usually read people's feeds or I retweet stuff. One of our listeners, hold on, let me read this. One of our live cast listeners said, kind of shocked by the decent Kirkland beer mixed case from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was really interesting that Kirkland makes beer too, because I just know them for their shitty toilet paper. So
the
I asked them.
Same company?
Yeah.
That's just Costco's brand.
And they make batteries too.
I didn't know that. I've never been to Costco.
You're missing out, man. You're
I don't know.
Out.
I mean,
you're
actually, saving. I was in the store. I know. I went in there to sign up because everyone like raves about it. And I said, "Well, let's take one pass through the store
Smart move.
And see what they have." And it was just like the only things I'd buy there would be toilet paper and like paper towels and shit like that.
And it's like a whole trip.
You wouldn't buy 7 gallons of Cheerios for like $3.99?
No, I don't really eat cereal at all. But
what about a giant tub of mayonnaise? No
need
for that?
Or a case of mayonnaise, a case of 8.
I don't even need mayonnaise.
Of 8 giant tubs of mayonnaise.
But think of all the possibilities, Darren.
Yeah, what are they? Go ahead.
It's really just for people who want to buy in bulk. That's really all the
yeah,
whole thing.
It's like Orthodox Jewish families that have 18 children.
Yeah.
Or people that sell soda and water at their local DIY punk shows.
A pallet of
matzo. Yeah.
Yeah. Cheeky Baby says 3D prefers BJ's.
It's true. BJ's is a different.
I mean, if you had the option, you'd always go for the BJ's.
They do have great cinnamon rolls at Costco. That's what I would go for. The cinnamon rolls. Good, they get a good case of cinnamon rolls.
They give you some cinnamon rolls too, huh?
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting. I don't know what you meant by that.
Anything with
cinnamon. Fat rolls and they taste like cinnamon.
They sprinkle cinnamon on your fat rolls the moment you walk in.
I thought you were going to say it's like a euphemism for the clap or something. I got a case
like,
of cinnamon rolls.
It's like car wash, but cinnamon.
Yeah, I like the image of Rob walking into Costco, someone removing his shirt and powdering him with cinnamon, and then he's just sending him on his way. It's like in Super Troopers when they cover Farva in the powdered sugar, except it's Rob and it's cinnamon.
I can go with that.
So we try to sell him after that?
Cinnamon and sugar together? If it's just cinnamon, that's gross.
I mean, if I had a choice, I'd always prefer my Rob a cinnamon.
What is that joke where, like, you you take cinnamon with a... Well, it's a practical joke where you have to put cinnamon in your mouth. Like you take a spoonful of cinnamon. You
challenge.
Say,
people like do this on
YouTube.
Oh yeah,
cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat the cinnamon and like hold it in your mouth for 60 seconds.
And people just like cough it out in the cloud.
Barf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. That's
good. It tastes like cinnamon.
Next time Sean comes on the show, can we make him do it?
Sure. And you want him coughing cinnamon all over your apartment and our console and stuff? I guess he sits facing Rob.
Maybe we can put a bag over his head, so then that way he just coughs the back.
You're just hoping he'll die.
Tighten the bag.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
Shiki Baby said that I lost it. Hold on. What did he say? Oh, that Sean can't be here because he's sitting Shiva for Daniel.
Oh, that's the true reason. Okay.
We need some backstory on this Daniel.
Yeah.
And why they kill him.
Well, who is he? You said he's famous.
Is he a 7-year-old baby?
I didn't want to... at some point, we all were. I didn't want to read the article.
Unless the 6-year-olds that were run over by cars. They were never 7-year-old babies.
Well, the corpses age. So a year after the 6-year-old dies, it's a 7-year-old.
Bill Nye Doe says, if you invite me to the show, I'll do it.
It's not Bill Nye Doe. Bill Nye Doe.
I don't understand what...
I don't get that. There's like a meme of Bill Nye saying, like ghetto shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Sorry.
But like science mixed with, you know, being ghetto, I guess.
I'm not up with the internet memes these days.
Rob's looking it up.
What?
Bill Nye, T-H-O. Bill Nye, though, on Twitter.
Oh, well, he spelled it D-O-E.
I know. But
so I thought he meant like a female deer.
Department of Education.
Oh.
That would make the most sense for Bill Nye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Bill Nye works for the Department of Education now. Good for you, Bill Nye. Giving back to the community.
Yay.
Yeah.
You know, peanuts and stars is not so different. Whenever you see one of them, there'll be like 50 fucktillion more of them nearby.
Fucktillion, I like that.
This is stupid.
What? Wait, is it like clips of Bill Nye actually doing it, or are there people
posing? No, it's just like a parody account. Also, there's a retweet of Helen Keller. And the retweet is, becoming a bus driver, YOLO. Now, this brings up a good topic. YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Once.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was in a Drake song.
But it's been around before, though.
Yeah, okay. But I feel like he popularized it. And then,
he thinks he did.
And then people started using it. Now it became overused. Now I think it's reached a point of where people use it ironically.
Yeah.
And I think that is unacceptable.
Why is that?
Sincerely or ironically, you do not use YOLO because it's ridiculous.
Rob
stupid.
Takes YOLO very seriously.
You do. You do only live once, but you don't have to tweet about it, right. Even ironically. Like ironically, I think it's just silly. It's not funny.
I agree.
I prefer to use proper English and say you only live once as opposed to YOLO.
Agreed.
But I think whenever things get to that point, they're already dead. You know, it's only like hipsters and suburban white people that are using it at that point. Yeah.
You know. So just stop. Like when the New York Times is writing this in their articles,
Well, they're doing it like 20 years later.
Yeah.
By the way, Sean just texted me, I chuckled at your comment, but obviously I got to delete it. And then I wrote lame, and he wrote, dude, it was a coworker,
But wait, from his new job or his old job?
Should I
ask? Because if it's the old job, why does he care?
Why does Sean have time to be having this conversation with you when he's not here?
Yeah, I thought he was working.
He is. That's what he does at work. He's a professional texter.
He just procrastinates. Sean
had time to Facebook his new career, and what I like
his
is
new
that.
Dead friend.
And what I like is that his parents wrote, "We're very proud of you. Aww. Love always, mom and dad." Under his new career, such socially active family right there.
They're his biggest fans.
Yeah. Oh, they want to know why he's not fucking Jenny. All parents
and
just,
all parents
why
just
son.
Assume everyone's fucking Jenny. I don't understand.
Parents
it.
Just think she's very fuckable.
Shiki Baby asks, are you allowed to text while sitting Shiva? No.
Of course not.
No electronics are allowed. In that sitting Shiva is basically like what's like the
being Jewish is not
Christian
fun.
Catholic.
When
it's
I
like
was a young kid, I thought it was sit and shiver. And I was like, so
that's kind of what
outside.
You do. You just sit down on the ground and you just Safety. Shiver.
It's like a wake, but it goes on for a week.
That doesn't sound
and
fun.
You have to
that's like
on,
just my life normally.
You basically have to make yourself uncomfortable.
You
to,
sit in
like
one
on a
spot.
Box or something.
No, you sit on the floor in one spot for a whole week. You piss and shit where you sit.
What?
No, you're
no,
adding
I'm just
that.
Kidding.
But you have to sit low. You got to sit in a low chair. You can't sit on over there.
If you have bad knees.
To the ground.
They have Shiva stools.
I feel like there's exceptions if you're on your way out yourself.
Well, that's what all of Judaism is. Like, they have fucking exceptions for everything.
Yeah.
The whole Talmud is like a book of second crazy laws to excuse you from the first book.
Crazy
then you have
laws.
To read two books.
My favorite thing about Shiva, though, is when one of the distant uncles brings the lox plate and the bagel plate. And everyone has
and the red onion
lox
plate?
And bagels and red onions and
of
cream
course
cheese.
Rob's favorite thing about sitting Shiva is food related.
Yeah,
of course. Well, you
that's the only reason why Rob goes.
Yeah, why else would I go to Shiva?
Not to pay his condolences.
When was the last time you went on a Shiva call?
A year ago, like
with
last
Jeff,
December.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Before, actually, I went. The Jeff one was a few months before that. But yeah, I went to two last year.
Who was the other one for?
I'd rather not say.
Daniel.
No, I don't
was it? Was it? Did you have your own friend Daniel that died before Sean's friend Daniel?
No, it was somebody's parent.
Oh.
So I don't want to.
It wasn't the big boss man, right?
No, I don't think so.
But big boss man was someone's parent, though, right?
At one point, yeah. Sure. There was lox though at the Shiva, and there was a nice smoked meat plate. Like there was some salami and some roast beef and
so
pastrami.
The guests are allowed to enjoy the Shiva, but. The relatives are supposed to suffer.
Rob, you should start a Tumblr with all the Shiva foods that you eat. How is the food at each Shiva that you went to?
I should have a Shelp, like a Shiva Yelp.
Yeah. The food at this Shiva was unacceptable. One star.
Oh, yeah.
Worst Shiva platter ever.
It's an original idea, Rob. No one's done it before.
Shelp. Someone, if there's a web developer out there that wants to go 50-50 with me on this.
Schlep.
Schlep? Oh, that's even better.
Your favorite link.
Jewish reviews. This? You call this a Shiva?
This is lox. What?
This is a platter?
Oy vey.
This cream cheese isn't even fresh.
I know from cream cheese. This is the worst cream cheese I've had at the Shiva in like 30 years.
The person should be happy they're dead. They
yeah.
Have to eat this cream
yeah. At least they don't have to suffer through this cream cheese.
They would eat this, they would drop dead.
The thing is, I feel like these are all things that have been said at Shiva.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Oh,
of course.
Or if like you're driving home from a Shiva.
Yeah. Maybe a little after. Or, yeah, just under your breath to your significant other. This is a Shiva?
You blank out for a second?
Rob reviews Shivas.
.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
Shivas can be surprisingly uplifting. I remember having a very good time.
Maybe that's what I should do for my birthday. We can have a Shiva.
Yes! For your youth.
Who are you going to kill, though? I think Sean's a goner now.
We have to cover up all the mirrors.
Well, we'll dig
that,
up Sean's dead friend, Daniel.
Was he Jewish, though?
Whatever. He's dead now. We can
make him Jewish.
Yeah.
What if you're Jewish and someone who's close to you dies that isn't Jewish? Do you still have to Shiva them?
No, I think it's only the family. The family is just the ones that
or
do the Shiva.
If you're married to a non-Jew. Well, you're already disowned.
You're not really a Jew anymore, then.
You're done.
Been banned.
Oh, Hail the Rabba offers you this Noah. Says you can shiva his mezuzah.
Oh.
Would you do that?
Maybe, just because he's so clever about it.
El Deuterino says we could dig up Jeff.
That's not nice.
No.
That's not nice. I just posted a photo of me and Jeff where I wore a Papa Roach shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
And your ball necklace.
Your ball necklace.
Sid's favorite piece of clothing that I ever owned.
From the moment I met
Sid.
He was giving you shit for
it? See, I was out front on knowing that was a terrible trend. There was never a time when I thought those were acceptable. Right away, I'm like, dude, get out of this radio station if you're going to wear that shit.
Sid, I preface this by saying you're very perceptive and pop culture, but I don't think that was very insightful. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, that's Rob. That's a Rob. I was trying to help him. He wasn't aware of this.
Sheiky Baby wants to know, does Rob still have that ball necklace?
I feel like...
Now you just have a pearl necklace.
Oh. Come on, guys.
That's what happened. That's how you got the pearl necklace.
No, I don't. I believe like when I was finally moving out of my parents' house, my mom found it, and she's like, should we keep this? And I'm like, no, I'm never going
to wear it. Robert, you must keep this to remind you of when you were the gear.
Too far.
Too far. Darren.
Too far.
And now you have escaped.
Just because the chain is what did it.
The blue hair, too.
I also had a ball necklace, but mine had little rhinestones in the front.
But it's okay. Yeah, they were tiny. They were the tiny balls.
Yeah, small balls.
Little pellets.
Is it okay for a girl to wear that?
I have to see what it looks like. I can't say without.
I wish I could find my old photo album. I would show you.
Balls. Some good. El Duderino says Rob replaced his ball necklace with anal beads. I mean, I don't see how that works. Anal beads don't fit very easily around the neck.
I was going to say Rob just wears some on his neck.
Yeah, like, that doesn't really work. And then
his holy rosary.
Bill Nido asks about how about the Danzig fishnets? I only wore that for Halloween one year, which was this past year.
Yeah,
it's good look for you.
Thank God. It was very uncomfortable. I don't know.
For everyone, I'm sure.
And it was lacking a ball necklace.
I don't remember at the moment. Was it just like you were naked under the fishnet or you had a shirt on?
I did have a shirt on. I was going to go naked under the fishnet, but the fishnet itself was, it was a feminine fishnet shirt. Yeah, it was like a girl's dress.
Well,
that
so
was the only one I could find.
Isn't his very femme too?
It was just too low. It was too low cut.
Oh, I see. All right.
it wasn't working out.
Rob was wearing Spanx underneath it.
No. Actually, Frank's girlfriend lent me one of her
corset
beaters.
Well, she's like 100 pounds. How did that
work? It stretched. It barely fit over
my gut.
It was like
a Spanx.
Yeah, it definitely was. Jeez. It definitely made me look thinner. We have a caller, block number. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
I was just listening to the show, actually. Can you put me back on hold?
I could, but can we talk to you for a minute, though? Is that all right?
We want to get to know you.
We like to...
Oh, what's up?
What's your name?
Oh, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
What's happening?
Where are you from, Randy?
Oh, Fort Lauderdale.
Cool. Now, why did you decide to listen via the phone and not online?
Oh, whenever I put it online, it's just going, it goes in and out and whatnot, so I figured I'd try to call in just, you know. It said listen to the, you know, show on the phone, so I'm like, okay, cool.
Good feedback. Good to know.
Because your website sucks, Rob.
Market research injection.
Yeah.
Do other chat listeners find this happening as well? This is the first time.
What?
Do you have a slow internet connection? Is that?
Blame the victim.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea, but I just thought I'd, call and listen to the show, though, so I could hear, wanted to hear the interview with Phil and Bruce.
Yeah. That will be happening in 20 minutes.
Do you know Bruce's last name?
Corbett.
Very good. One step up.
Oh.
Do what now?
Never mind.
Nothing.
Okay, we'll see you back.
Thanks for being a good sport.
See, that's what you get, Rob, for talking to when you should have just put him on hold immediately.
Well, Rob was screening him. Actually,
Rob's now recoding the entire Metal Injection website.
Guys, I have to go. I need to develop. everyone in the chat says they can hear it all right.
Bunch of kiss asses.
They're lying.
They lie.
They want us to fail.
Okay.
Rob's getting all sweaty.
Getting?
His curly hair is sticking to his brow.
Sweatinger.
Sweatier.
I'm intercoursing with my sweat. So Phil Anselmo is going to be on about 20 minutes. Him and Bruce Corbett of Warbeast are calling
in. Oh, yeah,
in.
Now you know his last name.
At the top of the hour. We'll have them at the top of the hour.
Can you introduce them like that, Darren?
No. I could. I just think it would be inappropriate.
It would be funny if we did like a W-I-N-J thing.
If we kept talking to them like radio announcers.
We're back on the air, and we have some special guests. Phil Anselmo. Of the legendary Pantera is on the line. Oh, my God.
That's not good.
And Bruce Corbin Bubba of Warby.
This is the one I meant.
Right now on WING. Get your fix,
baby.
Can we please? That was such a great intro.
It's virus.
They won't get the
virus
joke.
And the gorilla on WING.
Oh, how's your weekend, buddy?
My weekend was full of drugs and hookers. Cause I can't get myself a lady.
Woohoo! I know that feeling.
But I got this great morning talk radio contract, so I spent all my money on hookers and blow.
Hey, Gorilla, guess what I got this weekend?
Herpes!
Yeah, besides that.
What'd you get?
I got a new fart sound machine.
Uh-oh. Someone keep the fiends away from the gorilla's fart machine.
Uh-oh. There's another one.
Oh, no. Oh, someone keep the big bees away from virus.
Don't really matter there, Sid, does it? Sid, how about that traffic? How's the traffic doing?
There's traffic.
All right, thank you, Sid.
That's your traffic report from Psycho Sid.
Noah, what little top stories in that news, Noah?
There is no news.
Good. We hate news here on Virus and the Gorilla.
No news ever on WING the Fix.
Where's the strippers, Danny? Where are they at?
Bring in the strippers because we need our fix on the Fix.
Enough of that.
Enough. Can you still leave my reverb on, though? Just
for the rest of
just for the rest of the episode.
Just
yeah,
a little bit. You just need a little bit.
Just to have it on for the callers? Just so the callers don't have reverb? And are confused by why they sound like that?
There's some traffic.
That's how I would do a traffic report.
Good.
There's cars out there, I guess.
Yeah.
Avoid the highway.
Drive slowly.
That is your demo right there, Sib.
Don't be a dick.
I know some people if you want me to submit
make
it
sure,
to someone.
Make sure to signal nobody. Your turns. That's all.
Oh, we have another caller.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to answer it like
216, you're on with Virus and the Gorilla. What's your
hey,
name?
What's up, man? I'm Jason.
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing? Hey, you got Phil over there?
Phil will be on in about 15 minutes. Thank you for calling and asking.
I'll give a buzz back, brother.
I would hope so.
All right, later.
Hulk Hogan on the
Well, you know something, Phil, brother. Oh, the Hulkamaniacs.
Oh,
let me see a Pantera reunion.
I wonder how many Pantera reunion questions
how
people are going to be.
That's not even possible. Who's going to play guitar?
People are pushing. There's lobbying happening.
Kenny G's son?
No, Zach Wilde would do it, or like Kerry King, or just like friends of Dimebag would.
That's not Pantera.
I agree, it's not Pantera. I think people should stop.
Just stop asking for it. Just listen to old CDs.
And it's also just like stop trying to make old things come back. Like, get into something new.
Also, there's you could listen to albums.
Yeah.
And it's going to be better than any crappy reunion. So just listen.
There's a live Pantera album.
Yeah.
Listen to that one.
It's a great album. It's a great mix of songs too.
Nobody asked you.
I think it's good. There's not enough Medicine Man on it though. I'm definitely asking him about Medicine Man. I'll tell you.
God.
What are you gonna ask?
What the Medicine Man's name was?
Who is this?
Yeah,
hey, remember when you recorded Medicine Man?
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Has the Medicine Man heard the song called Medicine Man? What
Who
you
was your
that?
Medicine Man? That's what I want.
Dr. Zizmore?
Oh, I feel like Phil Anselmo's skin was pretty even, like it wasn't.
Because of Dr. Zizmore, you're saying.
Dermatology
you,
mail!
Yeah, what was the medicine? Was it like athlete's foot cream?
Yeah.
Understand!
We assume it's drugs, but, you know, it could have been like a legitimate prescription medication that he needed. It's possible.
Persian Stu says he wants to see a Metallica reunion.
Yeah.
With like Jason Newsted?
No, we have to dig up Cliff Burton to shimmer for him.
Jason Newsted is doing a bunch of press now because he has a new band. They're called Newsted.
Van Newsted?
The more I see interviews of him, the less cool he seems to me. He seems like
a
total.
Did he ever seem cool to you?
I don't know.
He just seems like he's going through midlife crisis.
He seems to be like the most level-headed of all of them because he left at the right time.
I will say, honestly, when you used to watch those videos like from 20 years ago, when he was still sort of the new guy in the band, he just seemed to out-cool all the other guys in the band.
Yeah.
But only because they were such dicks. You know, he was just like a regular guy.
He just seemed like a dopey kid.
Yeah.
And they seemed like douchebags.
I think like he was Metallica's biggest fan, basically. Yeah.
I think he has progressed to now where he is as much of a douchebag as they were 20 years ago. And they're just off the cliff of douchebaggery.
Oh. No
pun
intended.
He
lost me in that Behind the Music when he was like, people say we're sellouts. Damn right we're sellouts. We sell out every show.
He's got the head clap.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a pun, but it's not. That's what sellout means.
Yeah.
So it's your dick.
Yeah. Well, someone asked him if he would ever, like, if Rob Trujillo, the current bassist of Metallica, broke his leg and the band came to him and asked him to rejoin.
Very specific.
Well, just like a scenario where, like, you know, Trujillo would be out. Like, if, you know, Trujillo was run over.
Deported.
He was born here. He was born in California.
You sure about
Where's
that?
He's a Chicano.
Where's the paper,
Chicano.
Rob? I want to see his papers
Wait,
and
what is,
papers.
A Chicano is
Chicano.
Blood together. A Chicano is when you're born in Mexico.
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
Good job.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Anyway, so
no wonder they never play Arizona.
He says, if they were cool and they were bros. Actually, here's the word. If they were professional about it.
Oh, no.
And they came to me as my brothers, and they were professional with the meeting, and they called the meeting, and they're sitting there, and they're looking me in the eye, and the managers aren't around, and we're doing this like we used to every fucking thing with just us and them, and the managers did what we told them to do. If it was like that again, and the money was crazy, wrong, then I would consider it. It's like
breaking news, Jason. No one gives a fuck if you're a Metallica or not. I don't think anyone. I don't think they would sell one extra concert ticket.
If they would only. He went on to say he would do it for $1 squillion.
The most of Metallica's current fan base wasn't born when Jason Newsted was in the band. Even yeah.
Fair, fair. Well, no, that's not. I mean, like when did he left in like 2000 or whatever? So they'd be 13 now.
Yeah, well,
I just
10-year-old girls.
He's
yeah.
The bassist in a band where the bass is almost completely irrelevant. Like,
yeah.
Why? Who does he think he is?
It's true.
That he'd be any kind of draw. Metallica would rather just keep that extra few $1 million.
Sure.
And it's like,
it's ridiculous.
He is credited on the Black Album, so right. He gets royalties for the Black Album.
Yeah.
Still, that album sells like 4,000 copies a week.
It outsells new releases now.
It outsells, yeah. Like I was looking, I got the Billboard charts every week. Last week it was 4,000. This week, like 5,000 or something like that.
What did
ridiculous.
What did fucking Five Finger Death Punch's last album?
Well, that album actually. All kidding aside, that album is selling. That's
and Jason
Newsted's
also credited on that album.
Here, no. Let me just pull. Give me a second to pull the Billboard, right. And I'll tell you what it.
He has Black Album bookmarked for some reason.
No, but, I have this week's Billboard.
But meanwhile, Robert Trujillo, they have a bassist. Yeah. What's he going to like, play a second bass?
That's the thing. That, like, makes the noble thing to have said in that position would have been like, oh, I don't even, like, you know, my time with Metallica
yeah.
is done.
Yeah.
Like, they've moved on. I'm not in Metallica anymore. But obviously.
That's some other guy's job. I'm not going to talk about taking
right.
somebody else's
yeah.
job.
And he's been in the band now almost as long as Jason Newsted was, right? Since, like, 2003, he's been in the band. Almost.
What is it with guys and not getting over being in Metallica?
Yeah, really. I guess they just keep getting asked about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think he really cares about Metallica? Like, I don't know. I don't think he's like Dave Mustaine sitting
like...
there pining away to play with Metallica.
We should ask Phil what it would take for him to join Metallica. Why not? Everybody else gets asked.
Get rid of the Mexican.
Oh,
I bet he'd
stop
be...
it. Oh,
stop doing that.
Okay. Coincidentally enough, the album that Metallica outsold, one under them, is Bad Company.
Really?
So what? Not Five Finger Death Punch.
Almost.
No, wait. Is it Five Finger Death Punch covering Bad Company?
No.
Or is it
Bad Company extended version?
Bad Company.
It sold out Metalocalypse, the new Deathlock album.
Outsold,
sorry. Motley Crue Greatest Hits. Lots of greatest hits. Let's see. August Burns Red, their Christmas album. It outsold the relatively new Foo Fighters album. Wow, Black Sabbath Paranoid sold almost 3,000 copies last week.
Jeez.
Oh, it did outsell Five Finger Death Punch.
Ha!
Only sold 2,600 this week. All time 733,000 records for them. For Metallica, almost 16 million.
Jesus Christ.
15.8 million right now.
Did like, people not know you can just download it?
Well, also, it's the holiday season, so it's like gift cards, I feel, and like just CDs.
But they sell like a good couple of thousand other times, too, right? I mean,
but I feel like that's just how big that album is. That even with downloads, even with all that in consideration,
yeah,
it's still doing that. Nirvana's In Utero, which is it sold 3,000 copies, but only 4 million lifetime. Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory outsold the Black Album last week.
Wow.
Black Album was 3,042. Hybrid Theory was 3,100.
Hmm.
And Hybrid Theory is 10 million sold. So it's diamond. Crazy. This has been your Billboard report from the Gorilla.
No, it's interesting to me, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird that, I mean, nothing sells anymore. Like, they have a hard time selling any new releases that aren't megastars.
Wow, like Metallica, like even Led Zeppelin's albums are on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
These are just the hard rock charts. That's why there's so much. They only sold, I guess, to be fair, it's only in the SoundScan era. So only since, like, the late 80s. They only sold only 1.6 million of their debut album. That continues.
Yeah.
the billboard update. All right, well, it looks like we're almost at that time where we should call our buddy Phil.
Can we take
and
a
little break? Our other buddy
quick?
Bruce. And yes, we will take a quick music break to
set up,
set everything up, mm-hmm. and then we'll have them on the line.
Okay.
So let's do that right now with a little Magruder grind.
Like Rob and Noah have run out of weed. I guess that means the music break is over. Here's more of what some people would call comedy. Listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops.
It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
with more goofy jokes per half hour, than the number of combined gray pubes on the stage during a Metallica performance. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast, and it returns now.
All right, we are back, and we're about to bring on two very special guests. And I'm really, really excited to have both of them on. We are welcoming currently Phil Anselmo, the man needs no introduction, and Bruce Corbett also doesn't need an introduction, but he just happens to be the front man of Warbeast. Hey, guys, you're both on the air.
Hey, who wants to say it first, Bruce, me and you?
Well, you guys deal with it, but I think you handled it like pros.
That was probably the greatest intro in the history of intros.
Oh, well, thank you.
I second that.
Thank you. I've been doing this for a while, so I feel like I got the whole intro thing down. It's just the rest of the interview, that's where the problems come in.
Well, let's cough it up, young son.
So, where are you guys? I'm assuming, obviously, you guys are both in two different locations. Where are you calling us from?
Bruce?
I'm out here in DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm out here in about an hour out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
I actually meant actual addresses with zip codes so that any listening nearby could just come by and say hello. No, I'm just kidding.
Bruce, you ought to give your Social Security.
I can do that.
Please don't.
Well, thank you guys for taking some time to do this. As I've been mentioning on the show, there is a split EP coming out this Tuesday called War of the Gargantuans, which features Warbeast and the Phil Anselmo and the Illegals. Is that the correct name of the project?
Maybe this time around.
Oh, all right. Well, how did the idea for the split EP come about?
Bruce, would you like to leave this one off this time?
Sure, man. Well, it was like, I think it was the summer of 2010, and Crush the Enemy, our first Warbeast album, was already out, and Philip was working on, writing his material for a solo album, and I kind of, offered up our drummer to him, because he was looking for the musicians, and then just sporadic ideas, Philip threw out the idea that it'd be cool down the road if we put a split out, a couple of songs by each band, and then I think at the time we were talking about including harp on it as well, but I don't know why that didn't happen. But it was something that came, an idea from a long time ago. We went and recorded our tracks a couple of years ago, and then, of course, there was no time frame on it. We just had to wait for Philip to finalize his album,
Get my crap together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was worth the wait, and it's really cool. I'm really excited and proud of it.
Phil, when did you decide that you need another band to be in after all the ones all the projects you currently have going? When were you like, you know what, one more will do it?
Well, look, I'm calling it just really Philip H. Anselmo. So I'm not trying to sell a new band on anybody at all. When you hear the music, it's like stuff that comes straight from my gut, and it's all 100% me. But I let the great players that played with me. Because, look, I'll put it like this. I'm a creative guitar player, but I'm not a good guitar player, if that makes any sense. So I really needed an executor, and that executor was this badass cat I've known since the 80s, Marzi Montazeri. And he brought a fantastic element to the record, and I let him put his fingerprints all over it. Matter of fact, all 10 of them. And he did a great job. Blue from Warbeast did a great job. And I can't wait for people to really get a chance to listen to this stuff and consume it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Warbeast is on your label, Phil, on Housecore Records.
You could say that again.
Warbeast on your label, Phil, Housecore Records.
And thank you.
Bruce, how is Phil as a boss, right? Like, he's technically your boss.
I guess since he's here, I guess I gotta be nice. No, man, seriously, I know me and Phil go way back, and Scott Shelby, our guitarist, and obviously we're good friends. So, you know, we couldn't ask for any more. I mean, sets up the perfect work environment for us where we get to sleep late and get up and get stoned and then have a few beers and kind of get in the... no, man,
we don't work around this place. Jesus Christ, come on, Bruce.
No, we do, man. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, we're serious about what we do, but we have fun doing it. And we try to be professional, but have, you know, the right frame of mind and the slight little buzz just so we, you know, we're at our best, in other words, you know. But it's great, Phil. He's got all the knowledge and experience and all that from being in the studio over the years. He's always there for us. I mean, some labels, they're like, you know, they're not there. Like, we can ask Phil a question, even though the label doesn't have anything to do with it, whether it's just, you know, hey, man, we're going on tour or anything, you know. And he's a great boss, man. I love the guy.
I wouldn't consider myself a boss. I would consider myself a co-worker with these guys in War Beast. And honestly, I completely comprehend and understand the musical direction that they do because I grew up with it. It was a staple sound that I consider really the DFW, a pure DFW thrash sound. And if you look at the backgrounds, how could it not be? I mean, Bruce and the Mighty Rigor Mortis and Scott Shelby and Gamicide and Rick Perry in the past. So I knew these guys, grew up with these guys, grew up watching them do gigs in the 80s, and it's been nothing but a pleasure, really.
Awesome. Okay, well, we have a bunch of callers on the line waiting to talk to you guys. If you want to call, ask Phil or Bruce a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. We're going to start with Dave, 216. Dave, are you there? Dave? Going once? Going to Dave.
Is it Dave Lombardo?
I don't think it's Lombardo. Well,
Mustaine?
Dave is gone. I wish it was Dave Mustaine. that would have been a great call. All right, we have Jake.
Sure would.
Hello?
Jake, you're on the air with Phil and Bruce. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hell yes. Phil and Salmo, man.
What's going on, young son?
Listen, Phil, I just wanted to let you know right off the bat, you are a motherfucking legend.
Yeah.
Phil, are you
all right? I need to maybe tighten up my left hook a little bit more, and pretty soon I should be challenging for the heavyweight championship. And the key word is heavyweight.
I tell you what, man, every single day I'd be in my room and I would blare the fuck out of Pantera and Headbang to your fucking brutal ass voice, man. You're a fucking legend. But I have a question here. I always wanted to know, who is your inspiration whenever you're singing metal music?
I've got several inspirations that range from classic rock that perhaps we grew up with in the 70s and 80s, and everything down to modern extreme music. I mean, I could say my early roots would be David Lee Roth and Robert Halford.
On the earlier Pantera records, there was a lot of falsetto. One of my favorite Pantera tracks is
You're wrong. I've never used falsetto in my life except on a song called Tens, where it's obvious falsetto. But that was, I sing like Rob Halford, and what that is full out. Rob Halford's not using falsetto. That is his full voice, get it fucking straight.
Get me straight, Phil. But, all right, now we have a long-time caller, and I'm very excited for this. Phil, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hugh. Okay, anyway, hello, Phil and Bruce.
This is a real...
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
I have a question. According to... why did you drop... 80s Pantera, even if it was more glammy in sound, but you could have played Saturn before Uncarbon Through Hell.
This is such a bullshit call, but I love the accent. I really do. I'm finding this amusing.
This is not a cat. This is a...
Cough it up. Unbelievable.
Come on, Simon.
Yeah.
Is this a friggin' giggle session?
It's a bit of a giggle session, I have to admit. All right, let's get back to the serious questions. We have Gerald and... Gerald, there?
Hello?
Gerald.
Hello.
I have the question that where do you guys think that metal is heading towards in its current state?
I think that heavy metal or extreme music is in fantastic shape. I think that you will find subgenre piling upon subgenre one after the next, more extreme, perhaps even more delicate. You got to look at certain bands. Portal has a new record coming out. And, of course, I expect nothing but anguish, hideousness, and intricate misery on that record. And I'm very much looking forward to that. There's a band out there right now called Virus that used to be a band called Ved Blenzen from Norway. And Virus is an amazing band. And then, of course, you have the new Ghost coming out, and they are a band that does play very delicately, and they play what I would call occult rock. So the genres are there. The musicians are there. There are so many bands that I could bring up right now, but honestly, we are in healthy, healthy, good shape, not to mention new little beast, and I got some solo stuff, and heck, I just put out a down record. So... we're all in good shape here in heavy metal land.
One thing I'm very impressed by, Phil, is that you really keep your ear to the underground. Like how do you find out about new music? Like, how are you exposed to a band like Portal or Ghost?
You have to infiltrate yourself with the younger audience and ask questions and find out who is out there. Who is out there? You know, and right now I got to, you know, like. Norway was for black metal in the early 90s. I've got to give it to the Brisbaneans in Australia for the revival of death metal. So, you know, anyway, extreme music has been a fascination since I was a young lad. I've been a tape trader since my teens. So, you know, demos, records, I've got piles of vinyl. I've got piles of CDs. I wouldn't say on a Mike Williams from I Hate God nor Fen Reese from Dark Throne level of musicology, but I'm damn close. So, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a friggin' music geek.
I believe it. What is your preferred format for listening to music? What's the best way to take it in?
It honestly, it depends on the band. You know, some things you take to immediately, and some things grow on you steadily but surely. And, you know, each musical experience is very, very different for me. And I, as far as taking it in, I guess I listen while I work out. I listen while I write. I listen while I sleep sometimes. So, you know, it's perhaps subliminal sometimes, perhaps a direct smack to the jaw. So one of the two is five, you know, figure it out for yourself.
Cool. All right, let's get back to the callers. Once again, the number to dial 646-929-1357. Dan in Minnesota, you're on the air with Phil Bruce.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Man, I would just like to send my condolences out to you guys for the passing of Mike, especially you to Bruce. You know, and
dude,
thank I think
you so much, man.
Man,
that's a lot, brother.
Man, I'm serious. It's a real, you know, terrible, terrible thing. And I'd like to send my condolences out to you guys. And I'd like to say that I think it's so kick-ass that you're dedicating this Weed and Speed tour to Mike. And I think that's going to make it even more memorable for me and a lot of other fans out there, you know, to go way back with this.
Well, Bruce,
so.
I'm going to let you take this over completely, but
well,
I just
yeah.
got to say, I'm so glad you called, my friend, and you brought this subject up because it is very important that we celebrate Mike's life, and Bruce knows better than anyone, so I'm going to let him talk, but rest in peace, Scotch, and we love you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it hit us all like a ton of bricks, and of course, you know, we're just trying to deal with the tragedy of it all, and Mike was the only reason I even got into bands in the first place, so, you know, there was no other choice. I mean, we didn't know second thoughts. The tour is for Mike, and we're going to get out there and celebrate his life, his greatness, and I just hope everybody understands, you know, he would want us to keep going, and he'd be proud of us, and most definitely, I thank the guys in Down for agreeing to go ahead and dedicate the tour to him as well.
I'll officially say it right now on the air. This entire tour is dedicated to the memory of the fastest, most precise guitar player I have ever seen on this planet and one of the sweetest gentlemen I've ever known, Mike Scotia.
Fucking
hey, guys,
brother.
Man. Hey, I want to know, are you guys going to maybe get on stage and do a little collaboration and throw down some old Rigor Mortis, maybe at least one song?
Shoot, we could.
We haven't really, you know, we used to play Rigor Mortis in this band quite often, but I don't know. I mean, there's always that chance, you know. Sometimes it just happens, and we can do it, so, and Phil knows the words. So you never know what you're going to see when War Beast and Down get together because there is some kind of collaboration usually throughout the night.
Every night. True.
I think this is an international live show. We have a caller from Mexico. We have Juan from Mexico. Are you really in Mexico, Juan?
Yes, sir. I'm actually in Monterey.
Oh,
hello, Juan.
Your voice.
Hey, hello, Phil. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, man.
First off, my condolences for actually for the passing of Mike. And hopefully, actually, I mean, we need to keep going, right? So,
very
actually,
cool.
I believe that, yeah. And actually, I got a little question for Mr. Phil Anselmo that actually I'm a pretty huge fan of you, man. I mean, actually, we have a band, a tribute as a Pantera before, actually like 10 years ago. I'm a singer actually as well. My band is called Lapida or LPD. That
I
means
can
actually
tell
great school.
You're the singer.
Yeah. So well, actually, we'll be releasing the next album perhaps in Mexico. And here's a question. Actually, I don't want to bother you more with my kind of a silly question, perhaps. But the thing is, I got a doubt actually when I'm on stage. We'll actually make a tour actually in South America as well. And how do you create the performance in the stage? I mean, I'm seeing you, and I'm actually amazed because there's some sort of kind of in a way to say you grow into people that I'm actually good at it, but I don't want to insult the people, offend the people, because of Mexico is pretty, you know, it's kind of pretty angry, kind of get shotguns every day. So
for the stage,
I'm kind of in
stage. Well, listen, the best advice I could give, coming from me, honestly, I mentioned it before, I am a music geek. So with that said, I try not to put myself on any other level but the audience's level. I want to be equal with the people that I'm playing music for because, honestly, it could be me out there with the people enjoying the show myself. You know, so we are no different. We're all brothers and sisters in music. And the more real we keep it, the more honest we keep it, and the more business-like and straight down to goddamn business we keep it, I would say that is a recipe for have the camaraderie with the audience that's relaxed instead of forced. Relax and do your job.
Bruce, how about you? Do you have any tips for front men on things to do?
Hell yeah, he does.
I don't know, Phil. I mean, I just consider, you know, we're fans to begin with, and I was always, you know, blessed to be in a band with Mike Scotch and Rigor Mortis because I'm their biggest fan to begin with. So for me, it was just like I was always felt like I was representing the fans by just being on stage with such talented. And the same thing goes for now with War Beast and Scott Shelby. And, you know, so I just try to relate to the fans and be one of them, kind of similar to what Phil said. I mean, it's just if you got a stage presence, just don't be afraid to let it out, you know. Just be yourself up there.
That's some strong advice right there. And one thing I wonder, I always wonder this about musicians who may or may not partake in inhaling the sweet leaf.
The hippie lettuce.
How do you prefer it? Do you like it rolled or bowled, vaped, eaten? How do you guys like your weed? How about you, Bruce? Do you smoke?
Oh yeah, of course. And like I was saying, when I'm at home, it's usually big bong hits and stuff. And But you know, out there on the road, usually you have to roll up joints or somebody got a little pipe or whatever. I don't mind as long as I get to smoke some.
There you go. That's the way. Now you're in Texas, Bruce. Texas is notoriously like hard on pot. How do you get your supply?
Oh, come on now. This is like almost incriminating here. What are you, some narc?
I am working with Dallas Fort Worth narcs, so you've.
I'm gonna have to hang up now.
The laws have got a little less strict in recent years, but honestly, for like a big chunk of, for a while there, I just had it myself, you know?
What are you saying?
Those days are long gone, but, you know, you've always got buddies out there that can help you out when needed. And then you're just careful how much you take around with you, but it's all good, you know? I'm not going to get busted or anything.
We have someone from New Zealand on the line. That's pretty awesome. Jade.
Hi.
Hello, Jade.
Hey, Jade.
I can't believe that I'm talking to you, Phil. This is insane. Anyway, speaking of marijuana, if you want to come to New Zealand, it's pretty A-class.
Would you ever
Sounds good.
Consider coming to New Zealand?
National. Say again?
Is there any international touring on the down War Beast Weed and Speed Tour?
Well, that's, honestly, I guess we're waiting on offers and looking at the timing. I would think it'd be an awesome idea in theory because, it's been a while since we've been to New Zealand now. Talk about a strict country. Going through customs there is kind of crazy. But I tell you what, great audiences and great people, great fans. I would really, really, really speculate that there would be some Australian/New Zealand shows and perhaps throwing Japan since we're on that side of the globe, you know. So I would really hope so. And our doors are wide open, so make the phone calls, you promoters.
Yeah, you're open for it. That's cool. All right, let's take one final question since our time is running out. Here's someone who's been on the line for quite a bit. Here's Johnny, 703. Johnny.
Phil and Bruce. What's up,
Johnny?
Hey, man.
What are your guys' favorite hardcore, punk, that kind of genre? Just that, you know, what's your favorite?
You're not really a hardcoreman, are you, Bruce?
Oh, I like some of it. I mean, you know, when I got, you know, the other two guys, Harden and Casey, definitely had a lot of punk influences in the early days of Rigor Mortis. But I'm more of a metal guy, to be honest, you know. I like that shit, though, just mainly metal.
Well, for me, I mean, you cannot deny the power of Black Flag. You can't deny the power of early Agnostic Front. You can't deny the power of certain Poison Idea records. Modern bands, you know, there's a band called the Boston Stranglers. There's also a band called Cut the Shit that rips. And, gosh, I could keep going here, man. Dead Kennedys, Butthole Surfers, Circle Jerks, DRI. I'm a tremendous fan. Even cross bands from the early days like Cryptic Slaughter. I love Bill Crooks and Cryptic Slaughter, and then New York bands that weren't necessarily considered hardcore but had the attitude and the lyrics to go with it, like Sheer Terror. I love Sheer Terror. Like Hellhammer meets Carnivore meets some Righteous Pigs. There's another great grindcore / hardcore band that not a lot of people know about, but it's Mitch from Napalm Death, first recorded band, I do believe. Righteous Pigs, Kick Ass. God, did I leave anybody out? Probably 1,000, but you know, you get the point, man. I'm a fan.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for taking time out of, I'm sure, your busy schedule to hang out with us and some of your fans on the Metal Injection Livecast. Just wondering when could, you know, this split is coming out this Tuesday. When can fans expect full lengths from both projects?
Bruce, when's that new Warbeats coming out?
It's looking like it's going to be in March, you know. And you know, we're proud of that album, and we're going to be playing more than half of it on the upcoming tour, so can't wait to see all the fans out at the shows, and let's let them hear this new shit.
And you know what? I got to say it one more time before we go. I cannot stress enough. I would love to see a great attendance in these at all these shows, because once again, this tour goes out to the mighty Mike Scascia. May he rest in peace. And with every note we now play, we send a black arrow of death to all those who play false metal. In the name of Mike, and in the words of Joey DeMaio. But please come on out. We love you. Thanks for listening to us. And
you're avoiding the question, Phil. When are we going to hear a full length from your solo project?
Early summer.
Okay. And what about the next Down EP? Is that coming out this year or is that next year?
I'd probably think next year, but I would think we'd be touring or playing shows for the rest of this year. But I know we're already talking about it. We're already gathering material. We're already discussing riffs. So the mere fact that we're doing such a thing after, you know, such a short time after the first EP of four is released. Does that make any sense, for God's sakes? Anyway, the mere fact that we're working on new stuff is a good sign. So 2014 looks pretty clear for that new Down. But also, remember, the solo record is early summer this year, 2013. War Beast in March of this year, 2013. And Down, War Beast, Weed and Speed Tour, in the name of Mike Scascia, come on out and see the fellas.
Friday night, next Friday in Houston, Texas, right?
Damn straight.
You don't even need team. You're a one-man promo machine.
Bruce is better than me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I get on the internet, but this guy, man, he's the master of talking, so I just like to sit back and listen myself.
Master of talking? I've been criticized for my destruction of the English language for years, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
We need you back on Twitter, though, Phil. We need you back on Twitter, though.
I've never been on Twitter. There has been some guy named Phil Anselmo who tweets, but I don't tweet, I don't Facebook, I don't do any of that crap.
I don't believe in social networking. Friendster?
No, I don't even have a cell phone. Ask Bruce.
All right.
He's right. He's still got those 1990 TV sets and stereos, too, man.
Exactly. I'm not a materialistic fool, you know. Come on now. I'll leave that for the rock stars.
That's just so much about you, you know what I mean?
Well, I see, Bruce, you know. You know, and I know, we know. But it's up to us to let the world know.
So
let's spread the word together, brother.
The world knows.
You know damn well.
All right. Well, I want to commend us on not asking you about any sort of dumb Pantera reunion questions about things that won't really happen. There are people in our live chat room who are like, ask him about a new Pantera record. It's not happening, right?
There's nothing. It's not happening, no.
Nothing to it.
It's I mean, when you lose someone like Dimebag and Mike Scott, there's just no way either band should ever perform under that name again. That's just my opinion. And that's rigor mortis is never going to perform again.
Oh, wow.
And that's just because Mike Scotia deep down was rigor mortis, you know, so there's just it wouldn't be right, and it's just out of respect for him. And I think Philip can't speak for him, but he might feel the same way as far as Pantera.
I think you summed it up very well, Bruce, and you know, let the legacy speak for itself.
Exactly.
Because it is there. It is history. Music is history. Music is tangible. It's a tangible thing. And it lasts for as long as it's relevant. And, you know, that brings me to the fans. I got to thank the fans because, honestly, without you, we'd be zero, we'd be nothing, we would be unacknowledged. But the mere fact that we're acknowledged is an amazing thing. It's a dream come true. And all we can do under these very, very trying circumstances with the loss of Mike Scotia so, so very close to us is honor his name. And you know, anyone who's ever come out to a down show, I always send out a song to Dimebag. Always, always, always. It's a rule, but there's a new rule now. The same song, it's called Lifer, that I send out to Dimebag, and now I'm going to send it out to Mike Scotia as well, because what I mean by Lifer is those guys embodied the entire shape of what is a true lifer in this music. They were born to do what they did. They were born to play the way they played. And their uniqueness speaks for themselves and speaks for their legacy. And all I can say is we, as a unit, down in War Beast together, all we can do is our best to honor these guys' memory and our brothers, our fallen comrades' memory, and that will happen. That is a solemn oath.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Phil. Thank you, Bruce, for taking some time hanging out with us. Everybody, pick up the new EP. Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals and War Beast, War of the Gargantuans.
It's actually Gargantuas, which is a wrong spelling, but it was an old Japanese 60s monster movie that we named this thing after, and it's their spelling, so we rolled with it, and I'm just correcting you, that's all.
Thanks. You proved twice already that I'm terrible at my job. I need to stop doing
this.
I'm sorry.
I might have to dock you a day's pay for napping on the job.
I'll take it. All right, cool. Well, thank you again, guys, for taking the time to hang out with us and with your fans. There's still many people that are upset that they didn't get through to you guys, but you guys have some TV to watch. You have House Hunters to watch, right? Property Wars or something on Discovery Channel.
I watched the playoffs today, and I'm done with TV.
All right. Right.
Yeah, same here, man. But thanks to everyone out there. We appreciate it so much.
Very true, Bruce, and I concur.
We'll see you guys out on the road. Thanks again, guys. We're going to wrap things up on our end. We'll hang up on you guys so you don't have to awkwardly just stay on the line. But thank you. Thank you guys for being on the air. Thank you to everybody listening. Sorry to the callers that we couldn't get to.
We'll try to get them back on. We'll just have them do a regular segment.
Phil's going to be replacing Sean, I think. That's going to be.
Well, he likes the same bands that Sean likes, so he's bald like Sean.
Yeah,
kind of the same thing.
I could get into it. Southern Style specifically, very upset that we didn't get to. Oh, we didn't ask Corner Flour Tortilla. We are terrible, terrible interviewers.
Well, they could have called in and asked.
Yeah. Why didn't our listeners give us a clue?
So many things.
A lot to deal with for these interviews. They just don't get what happens behind the scenes.
I'm disappointed in the callers for about 50 reasons. I'm not going to say why, but I think they know why I'm disappointed in them.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you to Phil and Bruce for taking time to call us. Thank you for all our callers, especially the ones in New Zealand and Mexico.
We probably have a lot of new listeners because of this, so they should go back and listen to the 100 and how many episodes? 93 episodes before this.
We've had other guests on.
Yeah. There were some cool moments.
We're on every Sunday, and then the archive is immediately after.
Yeah.
Darren, why don't we play a little parody for our new listeners so that we give them a taste
about Rob.
Of the comedy? No, none about Rob, though.
Which one do you want?
What's something that's funny? What do we got?
Let's see. We got Arab.
No.
Everybody Loves My Boobs.
No.
The Googler.
No.
Rob Cum song?
Yeah.
No.
Iron Sheik and Rihanna song?
Maybe.
That's a good one.
No, how about the Iron Sheik song?
New guy. We should have asked Pantera.
How about Life Cast All My Teeth?
That's a good one. Let me play that one just
Rob, right.
I like the Danzig Mother parody. That could be it's about me. So.
Yes.
Either that one or the Iron Sheik song.
Oh,
that's a rap song, though.
All right, Danzig Mother. Here we go.
Let me give you the backstory for new listeners. This is a song that Robert's mother wrote.
She's Russian.
She's very overprotective and Russian, and she's performing this speaking to Robert. So here it is.
I'm not raising my voice!
God,
listen!
Oh my God!
Mama! some pride.
I don't want to give you pants, and this is how you treat me.
Well, go to Old Navy. You can buy me some pants.
Oh, I have so many good pants ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great. All
right, great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more, please.